I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto, and this is Cinema Classics. John, I pose this question to you. Is the movie musical alive?
I can think of, in the last decade, only three musicals that are worth remembering.
Yeah.
Chicago.
Okay.
Les Mis, and one of my favorite musicals of all time, I think around 2001, Moulin Rouge.
Yeah, yeah, very nice. That's the one that brought the musical back, I guess you could say.
So Les Mis stimulates us to talk about the musical, maybe the death of the musical.
Yeah. Over the years, you could probably point to every decade, and there are a couple of musicals.
Look, I saw Rex Harrison in My Fair Lady back in the 60s. And then I saw it on film, and that was the way it went.
Mm-hmm.
And you got others at the same time in the 60s. You have Mary Poppins, you have The Sound of Music, you have some really fine films made from stage productions into film, and that seemed to be the way it's going.
Yeah, today they do it the exact opposite. They take a movie and turn it into a musical.
That's right. The musical is a product almost of its age.
Yeah.
And almost of its decade.
Well, let's look at the decade, the period at which the musical really starts to convulse in its death throes. And that would be Paint Your Wagon, which is the movie that's blamed for the death of the musical, is one of my favorite musicals. It was critically panned, and it was a huge flop. And basically, they just said, you know, no more musicals after this.
Well, look, anybody who knows anything about singing knows that Clint Eastwood and Lee Marvin can't sing.
But so what?
Which is the very thing I like about it.
Right. That makes certain musical performances endearing.
Oh,
because
they talk it through the way Richard Harris does in Camelot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Talking, singing these songs.
Right.
And that reflects a bit of the realism. Musicals are always romantic. Moving into that gritty realism that
you're
going to see in the 80s.
Well, I love that scene with Lee Marvin singing I Was Born Under a Wandering Star.
Memorable.
And he has that deep baritone, and he's talking it, and it's raining, and it's muddy, and you just get the real sense of a guy who's thinking to himself, and he's singing this song to himself. No one else can hear it but him.
It's tough to realize that at the same time that that was coming out, you had Hello, Dolly.
Not big.
Not big. Not
okay.
A big Man of La Mancha.
Huh, big flop.
On.
That was a huge flop.
Huge stage success.
Mm-hmm.
Film flop.
Right.
And there are many more of them at this
Camelot
time.
Was a flop as
you
well,
got
wasn't it?
It?
I don't know. See, that's weird to me. All these movies, or all these big Broadway musicals that were hits on stage were big movie flops. I wonder if that was happening because at the time you had Hollywood was transitioning from big spectacle sort of family entertainments like the musical and transitioning to more gritty movies like Easy Rider and Five Easy Pieces.
Well, sure. And take a look at Grease.
Mm-hmm.
And then think about one that we've talked about, Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah.
As you're moving in to that era when we're getting more gritty realism.
Good Lord, this is why this show is awesome. We just stumbled on that. As musicals on Broadway start to thrive, they die in Hollywood because there was this transition to gritty, realistic art. It's
sure.
Amazing.
Some of that happened because they abandoned the Hays Code in 1968, opened up the possibilities for the realism that we're talking about.
See? You're a genius. That's a great observation.
That doesn't fit exactly with the lyrical, romantic notion of musicals. Now, my idea, the almost perfect musical, Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, James Cagney.
And again, there's Cagney, not a singer, definitely a dancer.
Right,
and,
but a charmer.
Oh, and incredible, and a great story.
I love those early musicals where there are dance numbers incorporated,
yes.
But the actors are singing.
Just to mention, 1939.
Oh, Wizard of Oz.
You got it. Oh, yes.
Currently having its grave robbed by the Oz the Great and Powerful.
And that isn't even a musical. Well, when we start putting together Lloyd Webber musicals and the Jesus Christ Superstar, the Rocky Horror Picture Show, you're into a kind of bizarre world and a world that kind of mixes that realism with fantasy. It definitely gets surreal. Midnight showings and so on. You're in a much different world from what you were back in even the 60s that
right.
We love and back in the 40s. I think Moulin Rouge has just about everything I've ever liked about a musical. So beautifully photographed.
But it's interesting because Moulin Rouge, do you think it would have fared as well if it had original music in it?
Yeah, and that's something that endears me to it.
Mm-hmm.
That if I can hear those songs from the past, it brings in the past. Just about the best musical I've seen.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.